We went to Home Goods yesterday and got some bathroom decor and whatnot because I'm a lady.
What'd you get? I love decor.
Me too. I got this shower curtain for my guest bathroom, my poop box, made by Donna Karen. And it is fantastic.
How much was it?
It was only $20.
That's pretty good.
But it has like the texture of it. It's kind of ruffled.
Mm-hmm.
It has like flower print, but it's like grays. Really nice.
I have a completely clear shower curtain, Harvey Weinstein.
Okay.
Style.
Also good for psycho scenarios.
Yep.
That way you could see Norman Bates coming in with that
coming in at me.
Damn butcher knife.
That's right.
And then I got this matching rug that's like super fluffy. Like when you put your...
I don't like those.
Oh, I love it.
I just feel like that's just holding in bacteria.
Nah, bro.
Yeah, man.
Nah.
Plenty of space for...
When you put your bare feet on there, it's like it's hugging your toes. So sweet. So
yeah,
nice.
I don't like that at all.
And I got a nice candle. It smells like a pumpkin pie or something.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of candles.
Me too.
But they got to be... That's one thing I'm willing to spend extra money on is candles. And soaps. I've been getting into soaps lately as
Yeah.
Because I still use bar soap. I'm that dude.
Weird dude, man. No.
Yeah, I like it. People say, oh, it dries your skin out. Yeah, I like that. I feel clean.
You're a weird dude.
I feel clean.
Nah, bro.
When my skin's dry.
You're clean otherwise.
Yeah, but I feel slippery. Slippery like a seal.
I like that manly, like Old Spice deodorizing.
I tried to
manly
use body
soap.
Wash. Recently, I was like, well, maybe I can do it now.
Nice.
It's been a long time. It's too gooey.
Dude, I was at the poker room today. It was so weird. Out of nowhere, this waft of just delicious candle smell hit the table I was on. And you could see all the dudes. There was no women on the table. All the dudes were all, we all looked at each other at the same time. And I go, man, this smells like somebody ate a Kirkland's and crapped a Yankee Candle. Like, that's amazing. And they're like, I know, dude. Is that perfume or cologne? I go, if that's some girl's perfume, I got to figure it out. Because I'll be like, babe, you're wearing buttercream cupcake Yankee Candle perfume from now on. Because that, it was out of the blue.
Mm.
Really weird. Nobody lit a candle in the poker room. Still baffled.
Must have been one
it.
Of those, like, air fresheners or
I
something
don't know.
That somebody maybe had in their purse.
They just hung it off their ass. I don't get it. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, Will Spongman.
Yo, oh, what's up, bro?
Yo, so I've been actually getting into the soaps lately, recently too, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, I have the same feeling you do. Like if like that dried out skin feeling, I feel clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
you're
soap?
Not, you're not wrong on that one, buddy.
What's your favorite soap that you've been using? Any suggestions?
I've been kind of trying it out. There was this one. I think it might be Myers. I think Myers makes a really good one. I'm on Harry's right now. It's not the greatest, but
okay. Yeah,
it's okay. It does the job.
All right, cool. I'll try out the Myers.
I like Dial.
I have used Dial before.
Yeah, Dial's okay. Dial's old school though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been spending like I got this one. It's like a Grandpa Soap Company or something. I got it on Amazon.
Comes with gray hairs already on it.
It's got like charcoal, and it kind of has like a. Like a consistency to scrub your skin with, like the bar soap itself.
Yeah, yeah. There's okay. There's those, and then there's the African black soap I'm a fan of.
Okay.
Mm. It all sounds great.
There's a different kind of lather with the soap bar that you don't get out of body wash. There's a different
kind
of lather.
Do you have a different soap for your butt? Because I do.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that extreme. I usually put the soap on my hand.
I do. I go antibacterial soap on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And my butt.
Yeah.
Because I want to kill everything.
Do you wipe your butt just with your hand or do you use a washcloth?
Just with the hand. I ain't putting a cloth in there.
Oh, I like to get the cloth because you always get the...
Oh, huh?
You got to exfoliate your BH, man.
What?
Yeah,
I always got
dude,
a little bit
gotta,
of brown
you
on
gotta
there.
You got to do that. Yeah, you got to get in there with some grit, my friend.
No, I get in there with two fingers. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
Don't go too deep.
Nah, dude,
nah,
man.
Nah, you got to rub
like
around
the...
there with some soap.
Nah, man.
And
I give myself a soapy colonoscopy.
Oh, that's not good. Man.
Whatever,
you,
dude.
You got poo-poo on your cheeks after you get out of the shower.
Maybe. All right, man. This has been a crappy call. Talk to you later.
See you, man.
Later. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Oh, man. I don't want to hear the clip of the day tomorrow.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want to hear that at all. Good Lord have mercy.
Stupid.
Yeah, but anyway, Home Goods has the Aeros too, and I was trying to, like, there was a lot of people in there. And the aisles I wanted to go down, like the candle aisle, it was like four ladies just kind of hanging out there. They were having a party.
I usually go to, like, TJ Maxx or Ross.
Yeah,
to get my candles.
HomeGoods is basically the same thing.
You know what? I'm trying to find, like, I'm willing to spend like $40.
Amazon, dude. Amazon has good candles.
Yeah, but I got to make sure that they're going to like last a long, because you get those cheap ones and they burn out so quick.
HomeGoods has some big ass candles for like
$15. Not necessarily big. Big ass ones. I'm just talking about ones that are long lasting, because if you get a quality candle, it's $40. It will last you forever, though. Uh-huh. Like those cheaper ones, whatever they do to it, it just burns quick. You know?
Gotcha.
And my place is so small that I don't really need one of those huge ones where it gets too smelly. Because I've had that where it's like the three wick ones and it gets like too.
You need like a medium, a medium Yankee candle. Perfect.
Yeah,
are
don't
you
like
a fan
Yankee?
Of Yankee.
No, I don't like those.
Well,
no, I'm not a fan of those. Those are like paraffin, whatever.
Yeah,
paraffin.
They're good, man.
No, I don't
they
like
smell
the,
good,
I don't like
bro.
Paraffin.
Now, do you like a fruity smell or do you like a rich?
Generally, like a citrus.
So fruity, okay, yeah.
Well, citrus. I can't be like strawberry.
Okay, yeah.
I want that.
That's
I'm
what Leah likes
like
too.
Clean.
She likes
lemon or
something.
Yeah,
she likes like a citrusy clean linen or like a. Yeah. She likes lavender, which I don't like.
Yeah, lavender doesn't like that either. Oh, they have like mandels. Like there is like a brand in TJ Maxx.
Yeah,
they smell pretty good. It's like a pine, you know, almost smells like cologne.
That's what I like. Good.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not bad. But sometimes those can be too. Too much, too. I like something subtle.
Like my car wash that I go to, they have all these different scents they'll spray in there right at the end. And they have cool water as a scent for your car. And the guy, he goes, "What do you want?" And I go, "Put the cool water in there." And he sprayed it. And I go, "Damn, my car smells handsome as hell." The guy started laughing at me like I was a moron.